The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to the apostles, "Who among you would say to your servant who just come in from the plowing or tending sheep in the field, 'Come here immediately and take your place at table'? Would he not rather say to him, 'Prepare something for me to eat, put on your apron and wait on me while I eat and drink? You may eat and drink when I am finished.' Is he grateful to that servant because he did what was commanded? So should it be with you. When you have done all you have been commanded, say, 'We are unprofitable servants. We have done what we were obliged to do.'" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
That first reading tells us that God made us in his own image, his own nature, the nature of God, wow. That's who we are. We have the nature of God. We have a free will. We have intelligence. That's his nature. And then by then reading, the devil entered into the world. They who are in his possession experience death. You know, there's a saying that says that virtue is its own reward. When we live a virtuous life, that we feel the reward right there. And by contrast, when we're living away from God, away from the commandments, etc., you feel death. That's death within us. We who are in the possession of the devil experience death. Interesting. St. Thomas Aquinas, and by the way, he was a good St. Thomas Aquinas had this little theory. It's called intrinsicism. Intrinsicism. What is that? See what I just said. That God, when God gave us the commandments, it wasn't like he was going, "Let me see, that would be a real hard thing for people to do, not steal. Oh, let's make that a commandment. That's real hard. Let's give a hard one here." That's all extra. It doesn't have anything to do with your nature. It's like someone saying, well, anybody who has a blue Ford, the government says, anybody with a blue Ford, we'll give them more tax. We have to tax them. There's nothing to do with it. So, same thing. No, God says, no, gave us the commandments because he saw they're intrinsic to us. That by breaking them, we hurt ourselves. Sin is its own method, it has its own punishment. So they're not extrinsic, they're part of who we are. And virtue is the same way. When I forgive somebody, when I have that grace of forgiveness, it helps me. I'm the one who is less stressed. I'm the one whose heart doesn't have all the heart problems. I'm the one whose nerves are calm. Because I'm living his law of love. I'm living his love. It's intrinsic to me. It's part of my humanity. So that's why when we receive the Eucharist and when we pray and come close to God in love, we're more healthy. You're healthier. And you don't see the statistics on that stuff. You don't see the stats on that. I won't even go into some of them. But people who go to church, well, God, whatever, live longer, happier, on. Because it's intrinsic to us. So we pray today in Mass, dear Lord, yes, thank you for making me your own wish. Thank you for giving me telling me what's good for me, which is to love you and to love my neighbor, to forgive my neighbor, and to try to get peace with people, and to have you to be with. Without you, I can't do any of that stuff. I need you to live your law, which is intrinsic, part of the law of human nature. So, yeah. That's it, yeah. Sin is its own punishment. Carries its own punishment right along with it. Virtue is its own. Yep. Carries its reward right along with it. Mentally, physically, spiritually.